Hey, Ed?
Yeah.
Well, I know you're on the phone to do a second date update, but I have like something that just came up and I'm not going to be able to do it. A buddy of mine, his bike tire popped.
Oh,
so
bike tire.
I got to go help him out, okay?
Oh, you're joking, right?
No, he's real close to his house. He's like 10 blocks away from his house, but I feel like I need to help him out. So let's just take a rain check on this whole second date update thing, okay?
Ha-ha.
You can't call AAA?
He's like, ha-ha.
All right. And the reason that I'm saying that to Ed is because Ed wants us to call a girl named Nicole today. They met at a rock climbing group. After the rock climbing class one day, they agreed to go out, but they had to shower, so they went back to her place to shower. After they were done getting ready, she said, hey, something just came up. One of my friends has a flat tire or something, and I have to go help them. Mm-hmm. So we think that's an excuse that she made up to get out of the date, because since then, she hasn't talked to him. She hasn't even shown up to the rock climbing class, which makes me think that you must have done something really bad, Ed.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what it was, if I did, you know?
Did you do anything weird in the shower, like make any strange noises
or
use her expensive shampoo without permission? Because that stuff costs a lot.
No, I just took a shower.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and find out what happened, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Who knows? Maybe she's still by the side of the road helping her friend out with that tire.
It just took him a while to figure out how to change one.
It's been weeks.
It's about 2 weeks now, but here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Nicole there?
Yes, this is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a morning radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling you today because we recently got an email into our show from somebody who's trying to get a hold of you.
Someone trying to get a hold of me?
Yeah. Apparently they've tried to call you a bunch and you're not responding to them. So they asked if maybe we could get you on the phone.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused.
It's a segment that we do on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what happened.
Oh, geez.
So the guy's name is Ed. And you know Ed from your rock climbing group?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I do. I know him.
Well, Ed emailed us because he said that when you guys were supposed to go out, you ended up saying you had to rain check it to help your friend out with a flat tire. But since then, you haven't talked to him or even shown up to the rock climbing group.
He's given you a lot of information. What else did he tell you? God.
That's pretty much it. He just told us that you guys met at class and were supposed to go out. And then he thinks you made up an excuse.
I did, but I think he's leaving out a big part of the story.
Really?
He did
something weird, didn't he? I know he did something weird at your house.
I definitely classify it as weird, yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
Oh, God, this is so embarrassing.
Is it like...
What
did Ed tell you about our date?
He said that you guys were at your rock climbing class, and then after you were supposed to go somewhere, so you went back to your house to shower. And then you got out of the shower and said that your friend had a flat tire that you had to go help her, and then that was it.
Okay, well, there's definitely a part left out of that story. I was in the shower. I took a shower first, and I hear a knock on the door, and he yells through the door, hey, do you have another bathroom? And I'm like, no, sorry, give me 2 minutes, I'll be right out. So I finish showering quickly, and I come out of the bathroom. And I'm like, okay, it's ready now. And he's like, great, thanks. So he's showering, and I'm just waiting for him. I get dressed. I get ready, put some makeup on. And I went to the kitchen to get a glass of water. And I'm smelling something weird at the sink. So I investigated, and I put my nose closer to the sink, and I'm smelling urine coming from my sink.
Oh,
you smelled pee in your sink?
Oh.
Yeah, like really strong, really strong.
Oh,
no mistaking.
Gross.
Are you saying that you think he peed in your sink?
Absolutely. I mean, why would he knock on the door asking if I have a bathroom, and then mysteriously my sink smells like pee?
Oh, my God.
You think he had to go so bad that he urinated in your kitchen sink?
I don't think anybody has to go that bad that they have to urinate in someone's sink that has dishes in it.
Oh, and it had dishes in it, too.
He didn't even move him out if he was going to do that?
Did you ask him about this?
No, I mean, I was just, he obviously did it, and I'm like gagging. I had to get out of this, so I made up an excuse that a friend needed my help.
Oh.
Are you sure you didn't have, like, anything in your sink that could have smelled like urine, and you just didn't remember, like, old food or something?
I'm absolutely sure. Water glasses do not smell like urine.
That is crazy. crazy. Why would you do that?
So I guess that's understandable then why you don't want to call him back if you think that he peed in your sink.
It's so disgusting. I mean, really?
But why wouldn't you just tell him? Why do you make up the excuse of rain checking? Like, it'd be embarrassing to him, not to you.
I just wanted to get him the f*** out of my house, and I'm never going to see this guy again, so why did it matter?
Yeah. Oh,
well,
my God.
Unfortunately for you, you are going to talk to him again because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you right now.
Nicole, look, I don't know what you thought you smelled, but I did not pee in your sink. There's no way.
Ed, it is unmistakable. There's no one else there.
I mean, do you have a cat? I mean, maybe the cat went in there.
I don't have a cat.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, but 1 + 1 = 2. You ask if I have another bathroom, and then suddenly my sink smells like pee.
Well, you know what? Nicole, I don't know what else to say. I mean, like, yeah, maybe someone else peed in your sink. Because, I mean, it wasn't me, Nicole.
It's been happening a lot. There's been a rash of people just breaking into places and peeing in sinks.
And then leaving.
Yeah.
So you're trying to tell me that in the 2 minutes that I was in the shower, someone knocked on the door and said, I have to pee really bad. And you were like, hey, why don't you pee in this girl's sink?
No. I mean, I didn't see anybody. But, I mean, like, you know, maybe like during the day or something, somebody peed in there. I mean...
Ed, come on. You have to stop with the bullshit. Just be a man and fess up. I mean... I don't have a roommate. I don't have a cat. No one pee burgled me. You. So just admit it. I mean, come on.
Well, okay, so I went a little, but.
Oh my gosh, Ed! Why wouldn't you go outside? You're a dude, man.
It doesn't matter if it's a little or a lot. Like, any amount of pee in my sink is not okay.
And I ran the hot water after. Look, I mean, I'm really sorry, but it was a lot longer than 2 minutes, you know, Nicole.
There were dishes in my sink.
Look, you know, I don't know if this makes it any better or whatever, but, like, I didn't pee on your water glass. Like, I moved it to the side and then moved it back. But, I mean, I didn't pee on it.
But the sink still smelled like pee, and then you put the dishes back in it, and it's like splashed all over
them. Well, I mean, I figured you might notice that the dishes were moved.
That is so gross, Ed. What was going through your head that said sink? Sink is the best option right now.
You had to pee.
Look, I mean, you know, you can sit there and judge, but I mean, like, you don't know what I was going through at the time. Like, I had 2 big bottles of Gatorade on the way over there, and she doesn't have anywhere else to go. I mean, she doesn't have any plants or anything like that. I mean, who doesn't have plants in her house? Come on.
If it were my place, I'd prefer you choose the sink over peeing in my plants, but that's just me.
You are so disgusting. I cannot believe this really happened.
Well, I didn't know what else to do. I mean, there was a lot of pressure going on there.
You couldn't wait 2 minutes. You're a grown man.
It was longer than 2 minutes, Nicole. Look, I'm really sorry. And I'm sorry I didn't tell you that I peed in your sink. And I'm sorry that I peed in your sink. But I really liked you, you know, and I was having a good time. And you did say that you wanted a rain check. So I am hoping that you'll give me a second chance.
Hey, Nicole, would you like to go out with Ed again? We'll pay for a second date.
Yeah.
No way. Not a
Nicole,
chance.
We're going to pay for it.
Yeah. See? Neither one of you have to come out your pockets at all. We'll pay for the date, Nicole.
I don't think that's a big sell, Ed,
no,
for a girl.
It's not. It's so disgusting. I can't even look at you.
Come on. I mean, like, I'm sure if you could, like, put yourself in that situation, like, what would you do? I mean, maybe you would go in the sink, too.
You're just gross. There's no way in hell we're going out on a second date, any date, first date. Mm-mm.
All right. Well, thank you, Nicole. I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
And Ed, I hope you learned a lesson about peeing in people's sinks.
I can't believe that has to be a lesson someone learns.
Have we learned it?
Yeah, I've learned it.
All right,
that's good.
Yep, no more peeing in people's sinks.
You know, for the record, guys, like, this is probably the first time this has ever really happened to me.
It's probably the first. You're not even sure if it's the first time.